Hi, I'm Dave Kale. Welcome to this podcast for salespeople. Today we're going to be addressing another question and my answer. Here's the question, and let me read it and see if this doesn't sound familiar to you. Dave, since spending time face-to-face with customers is the best use of my sales time, how much of my week should I spend entertaining customers, taking them to lunch, ball games, etc.? So the question is, how much time should you spend entertaining your customers? Great question. Let me answer this in two ways. First, I think you ought to spend as much time as you can interacting with your customers in social settings. Now, that means that you should try to have lunch with a customer every day. You should entertain in the evening as often as your family, your boss, your lifestyle, and your budget will allow you. I'm a great believer in the power of entertaining. Now, having said that, here's a second answer. The first one is as much as you can. But the issue has more to do with the quality of the time than it does the quantity of the time that you spend entertaining. You should not spend social time with a customer just so that you can meet some arbitrary quantity goal in your mind, like you need to spend 2 hours a week entertaining or something like that. I don't want you to have the mindset that the quantity is more important than the quality. It's not time for the sake of time. It's time spent entertaining for the sake of some objective. For example, if you take the same customer out to lunch every week because you're buddies, and that's what you do, that's not quality time. I mean, that's a waste of your time. If you take people out to lunch or to a ball game and those people are minor players in an account and they have very little, if any, influence on the decision, then once again, that's not quantity time, or that's quantity time, not quality time. So I want you to focus on the quality of your entertaining time. I'd like for you to be thoughtful and strategic about the investment of your time with your customers. Here's what I'd like you to do. Number one, make a list of all the people who are important decision makers or influencers in your A accounts. By the way, in one of these podcasts, we'll talk about the definition of A accounts. But for now, let's assume that your highest, let's just call A accounts your highest potential accounts. First, make a list of all the important people. Then think about which of them you don't know very well and who don't know you very well. That's the issue. Remember, it's less important that you know them than it is that they know you. If you feel like they know you and are comfortable with you, and you will have significantly advanced the personal relationship and made it easier for them to do business with you by entertaining them. So your primary objective in spending social time with a customer is to have them be comfortable with you. With that clearly in mind, you start out saying, who are the most important people in my accounts? Who, therefore, should I try to spend social time with? Who would it be to my advantage that they are comfortable with me? You know, and for example, let's just see how this plays out in real life. If you found yourself free for lunch on Tuesday, for example, you'd have your list of most important people, and you'd say, who of those, start at the top of the list, who was available, you know? And if they couldn't make it, you go down to the next one on the list. And you're always working, in terms of entertaining, you're always working and trying to spend social time with the people at the top of the list. So entertaining is about strategy, about priority. Now, I will tell you that the amount of entertaining time spent by salespeople has dwindled significantly in the last decade. I recall one of my friends who was a manufacturer's rep who sold in the automotive industry in Detroit in the 1980s. He had one account, General Motors, and I kid you not, this is no exaggeration, his entertaining budget for the year was $80,000. And, you know, that was a couple decades ago. Just imagine what it would be today if, you know, keeping inflation in mind. Well, I'll tell you, those days of lavish spending and excessive entertaining are gone. And I think it's a good thing because I honestly have a hard time justifying that much entertaining. On the other hand, I think the pendulum has swung too far in the other direction right now. In my days as a field salesperson, I used to do this, and it was a powerful thing to do. I was selling in the city of Detroit, and I would take three or four times during the summer months, I would organize a party of eight people. I would take two of my customers and their spouses, one manufacturer's rep and their spouse, and myself and my wife, always a party of eight. And I would take everyone out to dinner in Greektown in Detroit, some of you know that, and then to a Tiger game. And there would be one rule. The rule was we cannot talk business. And I would pay for the whole evening. Now you know, I mean, that's not small change, but it was a few hundred dollars. But it was always such a great investment. And I would work at the top of my strategic list. I wouldn't take people just who were available. I would take people who are strategically important. And I'll tell you, it always paid dividends. The next time I was in that account, you know, that had gone with me to a ball game, the next time I was there, invariably, they would be waiting for me to show up. And they would have like a little stack of papers. And, you know, here was this project, here was this requisition, here was this deal, here's this thing they wanted to talk to me about. And they had been saving stuff up, waiting for my visit, opportunities and projects that they could talk to me about. And, you know, they didn't do that before. They did that as a result of being comfortable with me. And the reason they were comfortable with me is because I spent time with them and my spouse spent time with their spouses. We got to know each other as real people. We were not playing the role of buyer and seller. We were just developing a personal relationship and having a good time together. Now, I will tell you, I believe that is still true today. I know people are busier than they ever have been, but I also know that in a world of high-tech communications, people hunger for high-touch relationships. And as more and more business is done electronically, there is a growing need and hunger to know the people, to trust the people, to be comfortable with the people that you do business with. Entertain as often as your time, your family, your lifestyle, and your budget will allow you to. And entertain as often as you can within those variables. Entertain strategically. From the top down of your most important list, and you will find it to be one of the most effective things you can do. Okay? That's it. Bye-bye.